Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the show. Today is February 6th, which is a Monday. It's almost March, like Danny said.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, can you believe it?
Nope.
Well, 2 months into the year, and we have a lot of cold, but no rain. They said it might actually rain this week, right?
Did you look? Hold on, I'll look.
Yeah, yeah, I already did the looking for you. Don't worry.
It's freezing, though. It's cold again.
Yeah, it is cold, but, you know, it never stopped, really. But so we do have a winter.
Oh, we're getting 3 days of rain.
Ah, I'll take that. That's what they're saying, but I'll believe it when I see it.
Wow, that sucks.
Right. I know you don't like rain, right?
No, not at all.
Yeah, I love rain, so give me some. So, cool. Well, today we don't have a guest, so we're going to chat about everything and anything. And I know Danny's always ready after a weekend.
Yeah, for
right?
sure.
I see your fingernails look... what do you have on there? Glitter or something?
No, they're like gems.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So they feel thick off the finger. But you like them?
Yeah, it's cool. So you only did two of them
yeah.
like that.
Mm-hmm. And then the rest black.
The rest black, except when it's gray or white or whatever, right?
What are you talking about?
Wait a minute. You have a silver one.
Yeah,
there.
Silver one, a blinged out one, and the rest are black.
Right, right. Quite strange, I might say. not very usual.
But they look better than the crap I had before, right? That was horrible.
Did you have them fixed, actually, by someone else?
Mm-hmm. Somebody completely different, like even in a different city.
Good.
I trashed them on Instagram.
So you're pleased with your nails now.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Very important.
So anyway, Sam, what
yes.
did you do this weekend?
So I did not do much. I live mainly to please my mom these days.
Uh-huh.
And I'm glad I am, though. You know, I mean, she really appreciates it and stuff. So I take her out to breakfast, and then we barbecued at her house yesterday and stuff. So things were happening. You know, it's fine because you're pulling the plant to put your phone on there. When I was in the store yesterday, I thought I should get you like a stand for the phone or something.
I know, and I feel
we
like
have
but,
one.
But how do you get one for an iPhone?
Oh, there's... Are you kidding me? They have a million.
And
of
it just
them.
Like stands up?
Yeah, so like people watch movies like that.
I got
stuff.
Like that little thing that you can put on a window now.
Mm.
Like if you're driving, you can
stick
it to your...
Like that thing up there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're like all ready
yeah,
to go.
We're going to put a camera
What's
on there.
What's the thing underneath? What is that?
What underneath?
The black thing.
Oh, no. It's just... The black thing is what I mean. That's the suction cup that holds it. Holds the phone.
Oh, that's a cell phone holder.
Yeah.
Oh.
I thought that's what you were talking about.
No.
Yeah.
No, it's not that big. It's like literally just a small little
Yeah, circle. I know. But it works the same way.
Yeah. I'd be too scared that while I was driving and filming, it would pop off and I'd die in like a terrible
right,
car accident.
Right, don't do that, no.
No, not worth it.
No, man. I mean, if you notice sometimes, you know, you're in traffic and you realize even a split second of distraction could get you in an accident,
Oh, my
right?
God, yeah. Like, even if you, like, go to change the song really quick because you're not
right.
feeling it, boom.
Right.
And it's like we all know that, but we all continuously
and
do it.
And we do it, you know? And, I mean, you get a text, you realize you have a text, and you go... Fuck, man, I can't wait to see it. Right?
Right.
So that's why I have a watch that works with my phone. At least I can see the text, like, briefly or who sent it at least.
Right.
So then I'm not so curious and I can call them or something through the Bluetooth.
Right.
But I don't have to take out the phone.
See, I have an old school car, so I don't have the Bluetooth. I need
that's
to trade
right.
my
do.
Ship
so
box
you need. So you need at least... you need a... like something to talk into, right?
Yeah, I don't have anything.
That's terrible.
I know. I have a 2010. Like, what do you want me
yeah.
to do?
No. But what I'm saying is, you can buy one that actually works like
a Bluetooth.
It works like a Bluetooth. Yeah. Like
I don't even have the
It'll
reverse
work with your phone.
The reverse camera.
Yeah.
Life is changing with that.
Life is changing.
It's like so great.
What year is yours? 2010, did you say?
2010, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They don't even make my car anymore.
Yeah, well, it's seen its best days, but they're behind it already.
Yeah, literally.
Oh, well, listen, as long as it gets you where you need to go, Why go and spend money on a car right now, you know?
No, definitely not. That's the least of my concerns. Yeah. It's the least of my concerns.
Yeah, I know.
My lease was up like a year ago and I still have it.
Really?
So I'm just like paying on this, like I extended my lease just because it's like I'm not ready.
That's crazy though.
Not financially ready to get another car.
You paid for a lease on a car after 5 years?
Mm-hmm. So my lease was 4 years, but it's now been five.
Wow, that's crazy to lease a car for that long.
And the value of my car is like, I think $13,000 on Kelley Blue Book, and I've already paid $26,000 on it.
Yeah.
That's insane.
It is.
It's like, what am I paying for?
Well, next time you're not going to make that mistake.
No, I'm always going to lease. I'm always going to lease.
Yeah, but you lease for 2-3 years, not for 5 years.
I know. Well, that's crazy.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know.
You need to know that. I used to sell cars once.
I like to lease just because after like 3 years, I'm over it.
Right.
I want something new, you know?
Right.
I don't want to like own something and be stuck with it.
That's what I'm saying. You know, to pay 5 years and not have the car in the end, that sucks.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. So I'm paying like $30,000 basically for a car that's 13.
Right.
It's wild.
Very smart. I want a Jeep. And then you wonder why you're not rich, right?
Yeah.
Maybe you need to reevaluate how you think about money.
Yeah, pretty much. But my car payments aren't that high.
Like, yeah, no, I imagine. That's why you keep it.
Yeah, it's like $110 a week.
Oh, yeah. You can. A week? A month?
No, a week.
Excuse me?
$110 a week.
Why are you doing it?
I don't know.
Like, you know what you should get for $450 a month?
Probably like a Mercedes. I always think about it. Yeah.
You can get just about anything.
I know.
So why are you doing
it? I pay more than my dad on his truck, and he's got a 2017.
Why are you doing it?
I don't know because it's
you don't
like,
know how
my
to
credit
get out
is
of it.
Shit. My credit is shitty.
You don't
so
know
it's
how
like
to get
only
out
place.
Of it. You figure that's the only. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? I mean, for shitty credit, you can even rent a car for a month for $200. They're like used cars that you can rent. I mean, that'd be the same thing. And then you're not committed.
I know.
Come on, get rid of that piece of shit.
I know.
You don't need it.
And to give up my lease, I have to ship my car back to Boston, fly back to Boston, because it's not, my car's from Massachusetts. They don't have the dealership out here.
So you have to turn it back in there.
Mm-hmm.
So take a trip.
I'll never drive across country ever again.
No, especially not with this car.
No. Right? I mean, the car got me there and to and from safely, but it's
Talk
just
Talk
to
like, someone about how you can get out of this. Come on.
I know.
There's got to be a way to get out of
it. I just don't care right now. There's so much more to care about. I just don't care.
No, you can even sell the car and then pay him whatever you know. You need
okay,
to
but my car is worth 13.
Right.
So like for
it's
me.
It's worth 13 now?
13 now.
There's no way.
Look, Kelley Blue Book it right now.
Your car, what car do you have?
I have an Acura TSX. They don't make them anymore.
Oh, the Acura. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's a pretty nice car. I mean, you could ride an Acura till the wheels fall
There's
off.
There's no
basically.
Way you're going to get $13,000 for
That's
it.
What I'm saying, so I can't even sell it.
Right.
So I'm stuck with it.
No, you sell it back. Oh.
Yeah.
No, you can sell it, but a lot less.
Yeah, but then I'm going to owe money on my lease.
No, but how much do you still owe at this point?
I think there's $8,000 left to buy it out.
My God, what the fuck kind of deal did you do? Are you out of your mind?
Completely. I was young when I got it. It was 4 years ago. I was only 20, 25.
Whoa, they took you to the fucking cleaners, man. Mm-hmm. They got you by the balls.
Yep.
Wow. Yep. I wish I could find that guy and bitch slap him a couple
His
times.
His name's Seth. Hi, Seth.
Yeah?
Yep.
He got you into this wonderful deal mm-hmm. where you're married to a used car for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I want a Jeep so bad. My sister has a Jeep.
That's what I'm saying. For that kind of money, you can get anything.
My sister pays, she has a 2017 Jeep, and she pays the same amount as me. My car's a 2010. Right.
Tell me something. Is your credit shit anyway?
Shit.
Yeah, then just leave the car anywhere.
No.
And don't pay it anymore.
No.
Why?
Because I need to get to point A to point B, Sam. That's the worst
advice
I've ever
heard. No, you get
a
different one for $450 a month. For half of that, you can get a brand new car.
Yeah, but if I go to a dealership right now, I'm like, hey, let me get a car. I'm not getting approved.
Well, that depends where you go. You don't have to have a brand new one. And you can go to, they have a lot of dealership where you don't need any credit, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
So they charge you a little higher interest rate, but it's worth it.
Yeah, I'll figure it out. Anyways, on to the next subject.
No, you got to be open. Don't be a typical millennial. You got to listen to people that have been there before, you know? Why make through your mistakes?
Hopefully I can get the car situated by, like, summer.
It's a costly mistake. I would do it today.
By my 30th birthday,
I would today reach out and ask Like, can't your dad help you with advice or anything?
My dad is like, my dad's newly single, and he's just focusing on being newly single right now.
I understand, but still.
Like, I call him, and he never answers.
Really?
Yeah, he calls me like once a week now. I'm like, Dad, hello, I'm alive. Can you check on me?
Wow.
Yeah.
See, I want to talk to my kids all the time. They don't answer.
Yeah, so now we're both in the same boat.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Going backwards, though, the opposite ways.
Yeah, and I can't even remember the last time I spoke to my brother.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I love him. We're close.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're just, like, not close.
Right.
Mm-mm.
That's terrible, man.
Mm-hmm.
But you do talk to your sister all the
every
time.
Every day.
All the time.
Every morning, I won't start my day unless I FaceTime her first.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. You see, so you're connected.
Yeah.
You're well connected.
She gets really annoyed because if she's doing something, I'll call her literally on repeat until she answers. I'll say, good morning. It's me.
That's pretty cool, though. You know, I mean, to have a twin. I don't know. You never feel alone, right?
Never. Well, I mean, I wish she was here, obviously. But
right. But
I went
still.
To. It's funny because she's like has an obsession with Drake. Like she was in love with Drake, and I went to Floyd Mayweather's birthday party last night.
Right.
And Drake was there, and I tried so hard to like get a picture for her, but his like security was like, "Doot doot, nah."
Really, no pictures, huh?
Mm-mm.
Wow.
No, none.
Where did you go?
I went. He had his birthday party at World of Wheels, like a rollerblading rink. I don't rollerblade though. So
right, where is it? Hollywood?
No, it's in, I think West LA.
West LA. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you went there.
Yeah.
How did you find out about it?
My friend invited me.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
So for a change, you didn't go alone.
No, I didn't. But they left. Everybody left me there.
Really?
Yeah. So I was there by myself.
What do you mean they left? You
like
there?
Everybody left. Every single person I knew left. I was like, well, I'm not fucking leaving. I'm staying. I'm going to try to get this picture with Drake.
Yeah.
Didn't work out for me, though.
Didn't work. Okay, no. Well, maybe next time, you know.
Yeah.
There's always another chance. I was invited to a gifting suite. And
what exactly is a gifting
suite? I'll try to get a third ticket for you because...
What's it for?
Okay. We have a couple of hosts here. Did you meet those twins, the older men that...
No, I saw them
that
briefly.
That were dressed like impeccably.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Like suits. At like 10 a.m.
Right.
And they're like real estate agents, right?
Not at all.
I thought they flip houses or something. No,
no? Not at all. They actually star in Storage Wars. Have you ever seen Storage Wars?
Oh.
They're on there sometimes. But before they started that event...
But what else do they do?
Okay, I'll tell you. They do gifting suites. What that is they put together sponsors who bring their product,
mm-hmm.
and then they give this to, like, celebrities and invitees before the Oscars.
Oh, yeah, Sam, I want to go.
I know. I figured... Listen, if I can't get you in, at least I'll bring you a lot of stuff from there because...
Who are you going with?
Okay, I'll tell you.
Hmm.
Okay, and I'm going to be able to get a third one because they love me.
Yeah, just
and
say hey.
And they have a show here. I'll tell them, yeah, I need to bring three people because...
How come they
look,
haven't
Friday,
come on the show yet?
Friday, you're going to meet my other friend.
Yeah.
Don. And
who's Don?
Don is Doug's brother.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. The twin.
Yeah, the twin.
Okay.
Okay. Doug is a friend of mine that came on the show. Actually, the day when you auditioned, he came on the show and...
Wait, was I on the show with him?
You were
here. Yeah, Doug.
Yeah, Doug.
Yeah.
And then he was here the following Monday with Max. Do you remember that?
I was here with him with Max.
Right, but you were here the previous day,
no,
too.
No, just with Max.
No, you were here on Friday with him.
No, I wasn't.
You don't remember? I have a picture together. Yeah.
I feel like I only met the twin when he was with Max.
Okay, well, okay, so maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, you're definitely wrong, but it's okay.
I'm wrong?
Yeah, you're for sure wrong.
I can't be wrong.
You're definitely wrong. 110%.
Okay, I'm going to go back. The listeners don't really give a shit, but okay. Like, who's Max, who's Doug?
Yeah, they're like, what are you guys even talking about?
Well, the bottom line is that my friend is going to be here on Friday. And
what's our lineup this week?
We have guests. We have pretty good guests. But listen, let me just finish. So he's going to be here Friday. I got to take him with me, you know. So I asked him.
When is it? Friday night?
Friday from 12 to 4 or something.
12 noon?
Yeah. It's like doing
Well, I want to come with you guys.
Okay.
That was me having a bitch fit.
I figured that was coming. I thought maybe I won't tell her, but how can I not tell you? You'll find out.
Oh, my God. You should just write them an email and say, hey.
If you find out after the fact, you would kill me.
Yeah, I'd be so pissed.
If I didn't tell you,
I just want to go get all the gifts, take some pictures.
That's what I'm saying. You see, it's more for women because they have all these makeup and bullshit stuff. Yeah.
Thank you.
So maybe you'll go and I won't go.
Yeah.
No, I'll ask them for another one. They don't care. They just said,
are you going to remember,
no, actually,
Sam?
I'll tell you what they said. They said you can bring another person, but we can only gift you. So that means that even if we go three of us,
then I get all the gifts.
Okay, you get the gifts. I don't care. Unless they have stuff that I like.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to take any guy stuff.
Right.
Yeah, besides, I don't have a boyfriend. I'm not going to be like, hey, let me get this for my boyfriend.
Yeah.
I just want all the girl stuff.
Okay, well, let me see what we can do.
Yeah, can you remember, though? I feel like you're going to forget.
No, I remember.
Are you going to go to the...
How can I fucking forget something like that? I'm going to have to deal with
Well, no, I'm going to text you every day this week. Hi. Don't forget. Are you going to go to the Toskers on Wednesday?
Well, I saw you promoting it. Are you going to go? Are you planning on going?
I'm going.
Oh, well, maybe I should go, too.
Yeah, I think you should.
But it's Wednesday night. I'm working. God damn.
You work Wednesday night?
Yeah.
Oh, you have a radio show.
Well, I run other shows here on the station.
Yeah, and it starts at 6.
The video shows.
6:30.
6:30. Mm-hmm. Damn. I have to do 7 to 9.
That's long.
We'll see.
What a long ass day. Do you take breaks in between and go home?
Oh, yeah, I'm not here all day.
Oh, because you live close, right?
Yeah. And plus, you know, we have an engineer and stuff, so I don't work that much doing other shows.
Right.
But sometimes I have to help out.
Right.
So that's what I do. And so you'll go and you'll tell us about it. I can't go.
I will. I'll tell you all about it on Thursday.
Yeah, that'll be cool, huh?
Mm-hmm. I'm excited.
So they invited you?
Yeah. Well, I was annoying.
Yeah, well, that's the way to do it.
I was like, hi, can I get my tickets now? I'm checking my email. Still don't have them. And they finally sent them over.
That's what you do. I told you, you'd get connected here and you take advantage of it. Why not?
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, so what if it's $100 a ticket? You don't. You know, they're not really looking to make money off this. They want to get the movie going.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it's a good event because it's like when you think of award shows, you think of them as being boring.
Right.
And this is supposed to be like a funny spoof. This is fun. It's not going to be boring.
Right.
Plus, anyone that's interested in going, there's going to be celebrities there because that's really what gets people going. That's all
right.
People care about.
So tell people where it is, because if people want to go, they should get tickets, right?
Just go to my Instagram bio and click on the Eventbrite link. And all the information's right there.
Oh, cool. So that's the way to do it, folks. This is, if you didn't listen last week, this is called the Toskers. And they're taking a few of the movies that were nominated for Best Picture and doing spoofs on them, which are like short films, 5 minutes each or something,
Five minutes, yeah.
Yeah, so.
And then they're having like an award show.
Right.
Yeah.
So Dunkirk and... The Shape of Water and all the movies that were nominated, the three billboards in, where is it?
I don't know.
Somewhere.
Three billboards to the left, some shit. No clue.
But so they're going to spoof all these movies and it should be pretty fun, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So, there you go. And you get to meet our guests, those two very handsome guys that were here.
Yeah.
Models/
actors.
Actors/filmmakers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, you get connected here.
Okay. It's very cool.
As you guys are realizing, we don't have a guest today, so we're talking about shit.
It's crazy. We just got to like drag this out for the next like 25 minutes.
But that's fine because we're not really dragging it out. We're having fun, right?
Yeah, always.
That's the whole point, you know? I mean, if you don't look forward to doing your show in the morning... And you can't.
You should probably find a new job then.
Right. And you can't depend on guests to entertain you.
No.
You have to have a bar. And plus, people have told me sometimes, you guys should do more like just guest-free shows because then we get to interact more.
Well, yeah. It all depends on the energy level of the guest, too.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we had a guest on the phone last week.
And it was
horrible.
Thank you. I was waiting for you to say it.
We don't have to say
it.
But it was pulling teeth.
Oh, man.
But it's not always smooth, you know?
Can I tell you about my Saturday?
Yes, why not?
So I went.
Do you have to ask me permission?
No, I don't. But I went to a meeting because this guy wants me to be in his movie.
Uh-huh.
And it's not, I don't think it's paid. I didn't ask him, but I need the experience that I am trying to act. So I was like, oh, it's 2 days. It's on a Saturday and Sunday. Like, as long as you have hair and makeup, I'm down to do it. So I was at Sushi on Sunset Plaza.
Uh-huh.
And then one of my friends told me they were going to meet me there after the guy left, but they just never showed up because everyone out here is a piece of shit.
Everybody's a fucking flake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there was this group of older men sitting next to me at the restaurant next door, and they called me over, and I sat with them for like 4 hours, got shit-faced. And like, it's so good to like have random conversations like that until everybody gets too drunk.
And then what?
And then it's like, whoa, yeah, you're being a creep.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Did like, they start making a move?
Okay, well, one of them was really funny. Right. Not good looking at all, but like really funny. Like, honestly, probably a personality that I would want in like a future husband. But like, you could tell he's a guy that doesn't talk to beautiful women often. So like, as the more he drank, the closer and creepier he got. And it was just like, I even told him, I was like, listen, I'm just going to give you some woman advice. Like, you started off really strong and you just fucking killed it.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I think one of them was almost 70, 69.
You know what the interesting thing is? Drinking, you were just talking about it, and it reminded me. Last night, I was sitting in my balcony, and, you know, on my iPad and stuff, smoking. And I look across the street, and I can see the front of the apartment building there. And this guy is, like, fucking walking. I mean, he's, like, tripping. He's barely walking up the few steps on there to get to the front door, right? And I'm looking at him, and I'm realizing this guy is totally fucked up. Just by the way he was walking.
How does
you know,
a grown-ass man get that fucked up, though?
Well, I don't know. But the thing is, you know, he seemed like, I don't know, from what I could see, maybe a guy in his 30s or something. But he must have gotten really shit-faced. First I thought, I hope he didn't drive here, but he probably didn't. But he was obviously trying to get into the apartment building. Couldn't, and I couldn't see what he was doing, but he was there for 10, 15 minutes, and he could not open the door.
He probably didn't even live there.
I don't know, but he stuck around there all the time. Then he, like, fell asleep standing up. I said, at any moment, he's going to fall over the fucking... I was watching him because I was fascinated by how shit-faced a person can get.
Yeah.
Where to the point where they can't get inside the house, and it's cold.
Yeah,
it's freezing.
Yeah.
Then I saw him like, and then, you know, I don't know, man. I don't know what happened to him. I think he was waiting for someone to come and open the garage door, who would pull up with their car, and then when they opened the garage door, he could slip in or something. But he fucked up big time, man. And I told myself, I said, you know, why do people do this to themselves? I mean, alcohol makes people stupid.
Yeah, and it's just, like, not a good feeling when you're that fucked up. Because, like, you could puke, you got a headache. The next day, you're a useless piece of shit. Like, and you can't do
anything. You don't know who you are, what the fuck you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, to not be able to get home. And then I'm wondering, well, doesn't he have a phone? Can't he call somebody?
It's so probably dead. Sounds like it was dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or he just doesn't know.
I was considering going and helping him, but then I thought, fuck, you know.
Yeah, he could be a killer, so honestly.
No, that
good
doesn't
riddance.
Frighten me, but...
Wish you the best of luck.
He didn't seem like a killer. He was totally...
Does any killer seem like a killer, though, Sam?
No, but he seemed like harmless because he was totally fucking drunk. He couldn't even stand up.
That's so unattractive. I hate when guys get like that. I'm like, oh, you're such a sloppy like mess.
I once, when I was young... One of my girlfriends, she used to like drinking.
Mm-hmm.
I remember once the window was open. She fucking puked.
In the car or apartment?
We were in the car. The window was open.
And
she
did the
supposedly
wind splash it back?
All back.
Oh, my God.
My whole fucking car is full of vomit. I thought I was going to die. And ever since then, I decided I'm never going to be around with a woman that gets stupid when she's fucking drunk.
Oh, my God.
Ever.
I've been drunk, but I don't think I've ever puked in public.
That's disgusting.
I hold it till I get home.
Yeah.
And then I'm like,
see,
oh,
my building is like about... Like 100 feet from Ventura Boulevard, which is the main street.
Right.
And there are bars and restaurants there. So I always, at night, I hear the people walking down the street talking, you know, shouting, talking loud because they're drunk. And so I always hear this. I mean, sometimes there'll be like a woman taking a piss right downstairs, and I can hear her on the street,
oh
like
God.
In the bushes or something, you know?
Have you ever peed in public? Don't lie, Sam.
Yeah, I have, but not in public. Public.
Yeah, but
I
you
meant
peed
outdoors.
In public, though.
No, not in public.
I've peed in public.
What do you mean? Like people around you seeing you?
No, like in a parking lot or something.
Oh, okay.
Like, well, if you got too drunk and you left like the club and you're like, fuck.
Right, that's what I mean. Yeah. I mean, people do that.
I have a really disgusting story. I was going to share it, but I'm not going to.
Yeah, don't. Keep a little mystique about you.
I feel like only my closest friends know that story. I'm going to just leave it.
Yeah, leave it at that.
For sure. Yeah.
That's funny, but people do stupid things.
Yeah, like when I was drunk on Saturday, I invited like the four strange dudes from earlier that day to my apartment, and all of them came inside, and even one of them was like, so you're just going to invite four random guys to your apartment? And I was like, he's right.
Yeah.
They could kill me.
They could.
For sure.
Yeah.
Because I was wasted.
They could harm you very badly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you were wasted and you invited them over.
Yeah.
You don't see anything wrong with that?
No, I do.
Okay.
When they left, I was like, oh.
So what are you going to do next time? You going to do it again?
No, I don't want to. I really want to chill out on my drinking.
Yeah, you really should, because what happens is this. Look, you're very open and aggressive anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So people might mistake that for just coming on to them.
Yeah, I know.
And that's what happened to you, you know?
Yeah.
So for that guy, it took getting drunk to realize that.
He's like, do you want to dance with me? I'm like, bro, no, I'm in my kitchen. I don't want to fucking dance with you now or ever, really.
You are crazy.
Mm-hmm. I got issues for sure. I didn't even drink last night, but you know when you don't get enough sleep that you feel like you're hungover?
Right.
I purposely didn't drink last night.
I hope I don't find you in like a trash bin or something one time.
Oh my God.
No, no, I mean, no, I'm not saying dead. I didn't mean dead.
Yes, you did.
No, I did not.
What did you mean by that?
I meant like, you know, somebody would just dump your ass there. You know, I don't know.
If anyone is dumping me in a trash bin, I'm definitely dead, Sam.
That's 110%. Yeah.
Jeez,
I don't know what I was
what a
thinking.
Debbie Downer.
Well, I know, but that's what you're bringing to mind here.
Shit, that means I need to get my life together for sure. I'm too old to be doing this shit.
Yeah.
I just need a man. I really do.
That'll ground you, right?
Yeah, I think so. And I just need someone to tell me to shut the fuck up,
bring
keep in
you
line.
Down to earth.
Yeah.
Well, we need to be on the lookout, start looking for you for somebody. Should we do like a dating
I think
game?
So.
You want to
like
do
maybe once game? A week we'll like set up a blind date, but it has to be like the most public spot ever.
Okay.
Like
yeah,
nowhere
whatever.
Near where I
no,
live.
No, but it's going to be public because we're going to make it public.
That'll be fun.
The
and then we
and
can
stuff.
Come and talk about it.
Yeah.
We should do that. But
I
how
know.
Do we set it up?
Well, first of all, you need dating apps.
No, you don't.
You need dating
apps. So I should download like Bumble.
Yeah, download Bumble.
I don't want to reach out though. And
okay.
Bumble could be so like. Your pick doesn't look anything like it.
So do Match.com.
I'm not paying no monthly membership
okay.
for some whack-ass
but you
dates.
Would, no, but you would get a husband there.
On Match?
Yeah.
Probably not, no, Sam.
Why? Because all the quality
I feel
people,
like it takes like a
there.
Certain type of man to date me, and he is not on Match.
Okay, that's true.
I need like a strong-ass like...
Then where would he be?
I don't know. I really don't know.
If they want... Look... All I can tell you is this.
I need someone who's going to, like, change my life.
There's all the dating apps, and then there's Match.com and eHarmony, maybe.
And none of the... I mean, I'll do
but
it for fun
like,
so we can talk about it
know.
On the show.
Think about it. If someone pays for it, it means they're serious about
no,
it.
No, it doesn't.
They can afford it.
Okay, my guy friend...
No, not...
My
what, the men? No? The men would
oh,
pay
on
for
Match.
It? On Match.
Yeah, and they're also desperate.
No.
Yes.
Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you say that?
They're desperate.
They have millions of people
do you
out there.
Know?
They're all desperate.
Do you know
so,
how easy
so
it is for a man to go outside
yeah.
any day of the week
yeah.
and find a woman to date?
That's what you think.
Yeah.
No, that's what you think. You're wrong. I can say that about a woman. Think about how easy it is for a woman. You see, you go out and you meet people and people buy you drinks and shit. A man can't do that. Are you kidding me? A man can stay lonely for years. If they don't make a move on a woman,
it's weird to me. How do you stay lonely for years, but yet you're like most men like sleep with a lot of women?
Most men?
Most men.
No, that's a fallacy too. Why would you say
there's
that?
There's not a lot of men that
most
are going
men,
like 1 year with no sex.
Most men would like to fuck more than they do. I'm sure.
Mean, yeah, because you guys are animals.
Right.
Right.
You know,
it's
and besides,
your,
I'm telling
in
you.
In your mental.
Look, if it wasn't hard to get a woman, porn industry would not be as huge as it is. I mean, they're fucking they're making love robots now.
I can't believe that. It's
right.
so creepy.
I mean, so think about it. Guys used to fuck fucking inflatable dolls. I mean, what is
that? How does
that
work?
I don't know. They inflate the fucking doll. Today, there's what they call real doll, which looks and feels like a real woman.
Yeah, it's, and how much is that? Like $10,000?
Yeah, something like that, maybe more even.
Oh my God.
But my God, they can order whatever they want. They get it. But I mean, so what I'm saying to you is, look, guys are very desperate to stick their fucking dick anywhere.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
Okay, so they never get enough. And I don't think a lot of guys fuck a lot. And it also depends on what age group you're in. I guess if you're in your 20s, teenager or 20s, and really all you chase is tail, then you will.
Yeah, you know, I feel like I need an older guy. Like, I'd be happy with, like, 36, 37.
Probably.
Someone who, like, got all the fucking out of his system. He's
right.
got a clean STD
and
panel.
Someone who's got some money, too, for crying out loud.
Right.
Don't hang out like cheapos or losers.
But
okay?
How am I supposed to know that they're a loser? Because, like, they can lie in the beginning.
A lot of warning signs.
Like what?
One thing you can't lie about is how much money you have. So you don't ask them how much money they have, but find out exactly where they live.
Well, you can't tell by their... You can't know what they drive is a fallacy because a lot of dudes out here get rented whips. It's not even their shit.
No. But what I'm saying is that you figure out a couple times, okay, look, on the first date, you can't really know. You have to kind of date the guy to see where he lives.
Yeah.
Okay, you need to see where he lives because people afford...
Well, I mean, I'm not going to nobody's house on the first date.
People live in the best they can afford, I think.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Nobody goes and says, you know what, I can afford a nice apartment, but I'll go live in a piece of shit.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So, and money you can't lie about. You can't lie about. You either have it or you don't. You know? So,
oh, no.
And that's what I'm saying. You want someone stable. Don't be after the money. You don't seem to me like someone who goes after the money.
I just don't care enough. Because every single guy I've ever dated has been super broke, which has been a struggle.
You see, that's
sure.
a problem. That's a problem. You're looking in the wrong places.
But I really like their personalities.
But big fucking deal. You can find personality and money. Okay? I'm not saying find a very rich guy, but someone who can pay their own fucking way.
Right.
Who can pay their bills, who can buy you something.
Well, yeah, and I'm at the point now where it's like, okay, if I'm dating you, like, I'm thinking about kids, and if I get pregnant, I'm not going back to work.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Right away, at least.
Yeah, that's what you should find. Mm-hmm. You're not going to find that with a loser without a job.
I know.
In LA. So going back to this, whatwillyoufindamatch.com, you'll find somebody who's a lot more serious.
Mm-hmm.
And this... My question is to you is, what the fuck have you got to lose?
I'm not paying a monthly membership for
all right, I'll pay for it from the show's budget. How's that?
Yeah, want me to meet someone, huh, Sam?
Because you're making it clear that you need someone to help.
I know. My dad always says,
what is
feel
it, like 20, 30 bucks a month? What the fuck?
That's I think it's like 50 bucks a month.
A month?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
I think so.
Well,
I think it's like
it
50 bucks a month.
All right. So big deal, you know, 50 bucks.
My dad had always says that he thinks that I was born to be in a relationship.
Uh-huh.
I've just never been in one.
Okay. So maybe you're feeling it now.
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe you're feeling it. But all I can tell you is this. If you're not finding the right ones, you're not looking in the right places. That's what I'm saying. Look, when you go fishing, right?
I don't go fishing, but continue.
No, if you go fishing or when, not you, but in general.
Yeah.
When a person goes fishing, they catch whatever
whatever
they
comes
are.
To the hook.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, you want salmon, you don't go to the ocean, you go to the rivers, you know?
Yeah, well,
to get
I
salmon
guess.
Or lakes, wherever the fuck you go to get salmon. But things like that. So it's the same thing, you know? You gotta really, you know... I mean, if you go to a shitty part of town, you're gonna find shitty kinds of people.
Oh, like, for instance, last night, like, again, a lot of men stared at me last night. No one really talked to me. And then the ones that did talk to me came on, like, so strong, like, hey, when we get out of here, here's my number. You're coming to the after party. I'm not going to an after party with you. I just fucking met you. And then there was some guy that drove by me who was pretty decent looking, so we exchanged numbers. And he texted me and goes, hey, I just dropped off my boy. Let me come get you. Why the fuck would I let you come get me at 1:45 in the morning? I don't even fucking know you. I go, I don't know what bitches you usually deal with, but I'm not fucking you tonight.
Wow. How could guys, like...
That's what it's like. That's why it's so hard. It's like, even when you're trying to be, like, open to giving out your number, it's like, it's just a bunch of fucking losers hitting you up.
Yeah.
Like, no, I'm not going to talk to you. I have no interest. So, I haven't had sex in almost a year. You think you're going to get it tonight?
I wonder why guys are like that here. Maybe the women make themselves easily available.
Oh, yeah, you should
available.
See it. You should see it. Even last night at the party, I was like, I wonder if I look like that. Because I was like trying desperately to get a picture with Drake. And I kind of look like definitely like I was a thirst trap. But it was only because I'm a huge fan, not because I'm trying to fuck him tonight. But there's like girls that were like purposely like walking back and forth in front of like the VIP section he was at. Like trying to get in. And I was like, oh man, do I look like that right now? Like,
can you imagine being him and he's looking at all these fucking
available pussy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, pretty much.
All these assholes trying to be around him. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing though, is that when you become famous, that's how you are. People want to be with you.
Yeah. So crazy.
Yeah, that's
I always
so
wonder what it's like to like. And he got up to leave, and it was like everybody stopped what they were doing and like ran over, put their cell phones up, and like filmed him walking out. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, like fucking God is walking out here.
Yeah, it's
come
like,
on,
so crazy.
They're just fucking musicians for crying out loud. What the fuck?
I love Drake though.
Yeah, but they're musicians.
He's like so talented though. Like he's
so
funny.
What? So what? So what? So he can sing and be funny and all that. There's a million people just like that. But it's because they capture an audience. They capture people's imagination. And you become big somehow. You
like
know?
It was Floyd Mayweather's birthday party, and I was more excited about Drake being there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It depends like who you value, right? Like if someone big came and you didn't even know them, it wouldn't be a big deal to you.
No,
that's
yeah.
what I'm saying. People are just people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ultimately we're all anonymous.
That's why it's like it kind of sucks that
you have the spotlight. That's all it is.
And it kind of sucks that you can't just be like, hey, like, I really like appreciate your work and what you do. Can I get a picture? You, as a woman, it comes off like you're looking for any excuse to like sleep with this person.
Not necessarily.
Like,
not if you say that.
Yeah, I know, but when you initially
like
are
work.
Standing there waiting to like say something, you look like you're like just another girl.
Right, and that's probably what they are. You know, there's probably like 100 of them standing there. Imagine in his position, which pussy do I get tonight?
He was with someone last night, so.
Yeah, well.
He wasn't even looking at
him. Obviously, he doesn't need, I'm sure that he's always going to have somebody with him, right? That's what I'm saying. So that's why so many people are fascinated with getting famous and and they come to this town and think they're going to become celebrities because people want to be loved. That's what it boils down to.
I can't imagine being famous on that level where you get up and everyone gets up and like just starts filming you,
right?
You know, like that. Yeah. Like Kim Kardashian can't even go like food shopping,
right?
Ever. Unless she wants the whole store to shut
down. But she can do a lot of other fucking things you can do. I mean, the grocery shopping is not really a top of my list of things I'd like to do if I was famous.
I don't mind grocery shopping.
What about going on all the boats and all the trips and all the shit she does and that? Wouldn't you rather be able to do that than not be able to go to the fucking grocery store? Who needs to go to the grocery store?
I mean,
everybody comes to you.
Do you really trust your assistant to pick up the adobo spices, though? Like, I feel like somebody could fuck that up.
No, they would pick up anything. You have it delivered to your house.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Today you can have everything delivered. You live on a fucking yacht. You, I don't know.
Do you like to be on boats?
Yeah.
Do you know how to swim?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't.
You don't know how to swim.
I know how to swim and I don't know how to ride a bike.
Well, that's something that parents definitely need to get their kids into early on.
My dad's not a swimmer. He got stung by a jellyfish in like Jamaica or something, and he's just been scarred.
But
ever
he doesn't need to be, in order to get your kids to learn to swim.
I mean, he put us in kindergarten swim
on.
Class.
Yeah.
And we like bailed.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
My mom's calling me now. Should we put her on the air?
Oh, yeah.
No, but we speak Hebrew. You're not going to understand.
Yeah,
anything.
No one listening is going to understand. She doesn't speak any English?
She does. I can speak to her, but then she'll go, why are you speaking to me in English? And besides,
should we take calls?
Why is she calling me now? She knows that I'm...
working?
Yeah.
Maybe it's an emergency.
Or maybe she forgot. No. If it was an emergency, my brother would call. I'm sure. Are you with me?
Yeah, I was. Okay. Should we have people call in or no?
If you want. Do you want to?
Yeah, why not?
We have about
hey,
10
guys,
minutes.
You guys can call in, but only if you need advice. Don't call us about... Don't call and say, hey, Danny.
What advice about what?
Anything. Anything in their life.
You like to give advice.
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
We're not experts, but we'll give
exactly.
you our opinion.
So would you just call any radio show and ask for advice?
Yeah.
Really?
For sure. Why not?
Because how are they...
I mean, who really knows how to give advice? Just because you have a psychology degree doesn't mean you're fucking... like, you actually have the right to give advice.
Right. And not only that, but you also have psychics fucking giving advice.
Psychics?
And that's bullshit.
They don't give advice. They just tell you, hey, listen.
No. Psychics give advice. Let me tell you.
Really? When are you going to have a psychic on the show, Sam?
Because they'll tell you something like, your father is great. He's in a good place. And blah, 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 blah.
I only saw a psychic once, and she told me that I was going to meet the man of my dreams on October 3rd. His name was going to start with an S, and that I love to fly on planes. And I was like, bitch, I hate planes, so you're already full of shit. So she was 100. I literally looked at her like, give me my money back.
Yeah, that's bullshit, you know. That's what I'm saying. I mean, and you saw the sentimentalists that come here, right? He says... All psychics are bullshit.
Yeah.
Not only that, look at science books and people that are realistic, mm-hmm. you know, not the bullshit. And it's all bullshit, you know?
Yeah.
But
you
how
know
do
what?
You explain, how do you explain, though, sorry, that police sometimes will hire a psychic
no,
to help
won't.
Them find something?
Did you see
they
that off the show
that.
Monk?
No.
The show Psych?
No.
There's a show called Psych, and the police station uses a psychic. I'm like, guys, it's like not.
Really?
I don't think they actually do, though.
They do.
In real life?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
It's worked sometimes. Otherwise, they wouldn't do it.
But my sister, when before she knew she was pregnant, she was walking on the beach, and this lady stopped her and was like, you're pregnant with a boy. And my sister was like, yeah, okay, lady. She goes, no, you're pregnant.
Uh-huh.
She was like, if you ever want a reading... come to my station or whatever. And like a month later, my sister found out she was pregnant. 2 months after that, she found out she was having a boy. I was like, okay, that's kind of weird though. But it could have been luck of the draw too. Like, hey, you're pregnant. It's a boy.
Right.
But that's weird.
And that's the thing is that with those psychics, they often just will start offering you advice.
Yeah, for free.
Yeah, like, so what's going on with this in your life or something?
Right.
It's like, well, you know, they could have asked anybody that. And then they kind of go based on that.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty much the way we do the radio show, if you think about it.
Yeah.
We ask a question, then we follow up from there.
Right. It's so true.
Yeah.
So true.
Yeah. So the Olympics are over.
Don't
after
care.
2 weeks. I know.
All my shows can come back now. Like, no show has been on because of the fucking Olympics. It's like,
really?
Nobody cares about your ice skating.
Yeah. The Winter Olympics don't interest me at all. The Summer Olympics I like, but I don't catch too much of it.
I don't like any of them. It's just
really?
Like, whatever. I don't care.
I like it because it shows, like, how people are when they get together for good causes. You know? They really like this. Just the ceremonies alone were like amazing. You have to realize how many people have to come together to do something like
that. Yeah, like different countries and stuff. That's cool. But other than that, it's like,
yeah,
I won't know a thing about it.
Right.
For sure.
And now South Korea is faced with a $13 billion bill.
For
to
what?
To pay for this.
For the Olympics?
Yeah.
Wait, was it in South Korea?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So they have
That's
to pay for this.
$13 billion.
$13 billion. And but the reason they hold these things is because they figure they can recover it with some of the tourism and all that. But the question is, did they? I don't know. Also, did you ever watch Big Brother?
No, but I want to be on the Celebrity Big Brother so bad.
Really?
Yeah.
Would you be considered a celebrity?
No.
Now? Okay, so you can be on that one. They're saying that they announced who the winner is. I don't know.
Who's the winner? Is it the black woman?
Who the fuck it is? Not Omarosa, no.
Oh, okay. Because people are saying she was probably going to be the winner.
No, but she wasn't at all. It's just people said that because she's probably the most known one, you know? But
yeah, I didn't really know anyone that was on that cast.
Yeah. Marissa Jarrett Winker.
Who the
Winoker.
Fuck is that?
Winoker. I don't know. What the fuck? Yeah,
I have no idea who that is.
I know, I have no idea.
Like,
either.
Not
That's
a clue.
What I'm saying, you know, all they talk about is Omarosa here because she's the one that's known. That's probably the best celebrity they could get for their show. But I used to watch Big Brother in the beginning; it was amazing. Now,
I mean, I would really like
I'd
to win that $500,000, though. That's
for
sure.
A lot of money,
yeah.
right?
Well, I mean, after taxes, it's only like $250,000, but still.
Yeah, but still, I mean, but the funny thing is one time when I was auditioning for a co-host, this young woman came in and stuff, and I said, you sure you haven't been here before?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, yeah, I'm sure. I said, well, I don't know. You look familiar. I'm pretty sure. She says, well, do you watch TV? I said, yeah, sometimes. She says, did you ever watch Big Brother? And I said, oh, fuck, that's where I know her from.
Oh, she was on Big Brother.
She was on Big Brother. That's how I recognized her.
Oh.
But I didn't remember that I remembered mm-hmm. her from Big Brother. So mm-hmm. she reminded me. And that was funny because they had put her in a fucking clown outfit. And she was, like, cast away for a few days.
Mm-hmm.
So she didn't do very well on the show at all.
I probably wouldn't do well on that show.
Yeah.
I'm really bad with competition stuff.
Really?
I get so in my head that I just, it just doesn't work out.
Yeah, I don't know how I would do this. Because you need to work with other people on these games.
Yeah,
right?
No.
No? No?
I'm good with people, but I don't trust anyone. So I just feel like I would be like, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you. I would be all drama. They might just keep me for the drama, but that would be it.
Yeah.
And then I would get sent home at the very end. It should be like first, second, and third prize.
Yeah.
More incentive to like want to try harder, you know?
It's true, yeah.
I want to go on The Bachelor.
The Bachelor?
Mm-hmm.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
Wow.
This current Bachelor is so unattractive, though.
You want to compete with other women for this one guy?
No, you know what it is? I want to do The Bachelor, and I want to make it far, get cut, and then be The Bachelorette. Because they had a black woman, but she wasn't like a hood black chick. They need to like switch it up.
Oh, okay.
I don't consider myself to be a hood black chick, but I'm also not classy. Like, I'm not a lawyer.
Right. So you're somewhere in between, you say.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good to me. All right, folks. We're going to wrap it up right now. Tomorrow we have a guest. We're going to have Kathy Kaler, who's a host here. And she's very cool. She's very cool.
What does she do?
She's into fitness, wellness, nutrition.
Oh,
whatever.
Is she the blonde?
She does a show here. No, no, not Nina, but she does a show here Tuesday right after us. So
okay.
I don't know if you saw her or not, but you will tomorrow.
Sounds good.
She'll be here before her show. Everybody, thank you so much for listening. We always appreciate that. And we'll see you all tomorrow. Bye, Danny.
Bye.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.